Back, back. It is for the back. No? No.
Sorry. Oh, it seems to work.
It doesn't look
oh,
as good.
It's pretty cool. You look kind of Rambo.
I think that works.
All right, hold on. Come on. Play the game.
Oh, see, this way I can't fall. I think that's...
You're welcome to red however you like.
Come on. Damn it.
And I am recording, so you're welcome to start when you're ready. Okay.
Okay, I'll use the PowerPoint, I guess. How was that? Was that fun?
Mmm.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay. I've forgotten to mail you the minutes, but I will do. Oopsie daisy. we.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Alright, okay, yeah. Gets paid.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, you guys are first with your prototype. Before we get to the good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're all sacked. Oops. I don't even have this on. Okay. Have you a presentation to make?
No.
No. Okay. So it's just your show.
Maybe we should bring some cameras.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. We made three.
Oh.
One's based on the banana. One's based on the tomato.
Tomato? What tomato? I don't recall a tomato.
Yeah, we had some red leftovers.
Ah, I see, okay.
Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah.
Okay,
very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and it's under there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like, you know, individual users. Yeah.
Yeah. They might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Yeah, you guys can.
That's groovy. Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is, oh no, it's delicate.
Oh dear.
It's already got its stand, that one, that's its stand.
Alright, okay.
Also lie flat, so that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay, right.
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay, nice and obvious.
Yeah, that's well,
if
we
it's standing up, I guess.
Yeah, if it's standing up, it's on there. But also we're going to have the company name on the front, which is a little black kind of line.
All right, okay, brilliant. Like that, front and center.
And that's the transmitter, the LED thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it's kind of could get back.
Where you're holding it, kind of.
Yeah, well, if you hold it, you can... Well, can hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic if you've got full hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, I don't think that's real size thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Scale model. Yeah.
Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well for speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Then the buttons, kind of self-explanatory, just buttons whenever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base prongs at the bottom. We used those as tools instead of that.
Right,
and,
excellent.
Then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's okay. Not in the traditional place.
No.
But
it's out of the way as well, I suppose. So. Excellent.
There we go, and we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
This one too.
I suppose for the younger audiences.
Okay.
More friendly.
Sort of Barney the banana.
Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Ah, excellent. Just what we need. Sort of Loch Ness banana.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, nice to have options at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are there any improvements or issues?
It wants
or?
Oh, there are issues. Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance. This is entering the evaluation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll buttons, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros.
Oh.
So we have to sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. There we go. Oh God, why is it doing that? There we go. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape, but just have it flattened. Yeah, I mean it's already got a kind of cool shape,
mm-hmm.
so but it wouldn't have to be curved sort of
mm-hmm.
in and out. And by doing so, oh no, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
On. Double curve on both sides. Curve. On. Yeah, this is double curve.
Sort of curve.
This is double
in
curve.
And out.
This one is single curve. This is single curve. This is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in.
Like an S shape.
Like a, so it's got a single curve on that bottom half, and the double curved would be if it was that similar curve upward. Okay, I might be wrong then.
Like this. One curve on this side, one curve on that side.
I don't think that counts as a curve, I think that's just its shape.
Oh,
okay.
The curvature is like the is case.
That's the biggest expanse.
Yeah, and why I've got it too, I don't know. I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Okay. Well, we can work around that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, no.
What do you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there, but hold on until I find out. I think this shift button might be stuck again. No. Maybe the shift button's sticking. Okay, so that would take away 3, which would give us. Oh, that's fine. 11 euros 60. We could not quite have the scroll wheel, unfortunately. What?
Friday captains. yeah, we could add things. Maybe if you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from.
Yeah.
And use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no, it just extends it as well.
You can do one thing. You just select one box outside. Yeah, this box. Then move it with the help of this. Okay.
One of the buttons is sticking, I don't know what it's.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now move it like this. Shift.
Yeah, it's because the shift button's stuck or something.
Should we ask our technical expert, Melissa?
No, it's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons?
Yeah. Cancel. Piss off. Oh, never mind. right, so that's finances. And I don't know what could we reckon we could add.
Well, maybe
We could add something, but maybe if.
I suppose that's our, that's our design that we've got. So.
If we're happy with the design and they spend any money, if we don't have to.
Yeah.
But if there is anything you think we've missed out there, then, you know, feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in an ideal place right now.
Well, that's okay, so project evaluation. We have under 12 euros 50. Project process, everything that meant. Are we happy?
Yeah, I think we have a winning project.
Okay. Room for creativity, were we happy with that?
Well, I think we were very creative.
No, I mean, I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, no, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So, we're just gonna. Yeah, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Excellent leadership.
You're all getting a raise. Teamwork, I thought went well.
Yeah. Everyone got enough input, I think.
And well, means
yeah,
the technical stuff was brilliant. Let's buy more. Right. I don't know what new ideas found means, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest one, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Okay.
At
groovy.
Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
So let's talk about our bonuses. I
think we have a couple of days already created. Well, in order for all of you.
There we start thinking.
So
would it go back in, would it? Reusable. I don't know what to say.
Brian, have you finished?
I have, yeah.
Mine is also there.
Huh?
At the last, mine is also there. Presentation.
Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh, you got the
Yeah.
You didn't bother to tell me that on this thing. Is it? Okay. Doesn't tell me.
Is the project evaluated that is mine?
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't evaluate yourselves. We thought we were great.
That's good. I have a green banana now. This as well, sorry, we forgot to mention, we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've got.
Okay, hold on.
So now is the final evaluation of the of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to means at what standard it, whether it meets our standards or not, how what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will
give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means, because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmental. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
All right. Okay. The board working again.
These are the three criteria for the evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all the user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all the user requirements or not?
I think, yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
I mean, the user requirement is essentially just to operate the TV, so.
Yeah.
Of
so
course, we haven't had
so
a lot of working
model
yet.
I would say 7.
So
7's good, yeah, isn't it? True or false? No, sorry, 1.
Yeah.
That's
true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is.
No, it's like true is one end,
okay,
false is the other.
So it's 1 for your point of view.
Yeah.
And what do you see about industrial expert?
It's hard to know.
you can tell only like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design, because she was our interface expert. But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there's kind of a shortage of buttons. So I'm gonna give it a 2.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1.
You will go for 1.
Basic requirements, but
mm-hmm.
of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology wise price wise, but there is one thing which limits the customers. Like, we are having only two, three designs. Like, we are having one banana design, and the other one is orange, and
yellow,
orange. The third one is what you get, that is not acceptable. But if
Come
a
on,
person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him. Not
okay.
Don't buy our product because we like this only. So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, two or three kinds well, and
being fruitist.
Yeah.
Is that not trends?
No. Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that, because whatever companies, they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like, if we see, look at the smallest thing, Toffee's chocolates, they give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape. So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only one or two choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolates. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have two or three choices, but they're different designs, we were coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but...
No, obviously
I
you're
personally
taking those choices.
Won't give it rating beyond 3.
Okay.
So, we can...
It's a tough cookie.
Yeah, on an average we can think 3, 4. Maybe... 3 or 4?
Yeah.
No, sorry. It should
6.
Be.
5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No, sorry.
Adam,
we are doing very normal. Yeah, we are taking average, and that's I am taking it very normally. Yeah, and 4 to 6, 7, 7. Yeah, exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
oh, I see.
Just reaching 2, so we will.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. So, what about the trends?
Can you explain what you want us to write there?
Sorry?
How it conforms to the current trends?
Yeah, again, the fashion trends, this also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, going on the specifications that we have, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular, and that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons, I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at, but it looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, I'm not sure. 3. Good for 3.
Yeah. As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you said. It does have the push buttons or the scroll buttons, but doesn't have that fancy solar power and the vibrating.
Yeah, I'm sort of pretty. Just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So, I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Personally, I agree. I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape, because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything. Everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them some or showing some association with them. So, and in this way, our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and our is quite simple and quite handy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also, that also our product meets the fashion trends of the market. And yes, it is spongy also, so they can play with it, it's quite good. So
then I think maybe I can give it to. So, what about company strategy?
There was a lot of discussing. It was good. I feel I got my say. So yeah, I gave the company strategy. Two.
I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay, so one, two,
yeah.
What? Okay, just five.
I got it.
So, what about you, Brian?
Yeah, we pretty much kept to the company strategy, so I would go for a one, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Me also like this product, this Meersol company strategy, like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it rank one. So we can say two or one. Overall, we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as 2.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Groovy.
So I think overall, evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
Brilliant. In which case, we are done. Because we have evaluated and we are within budget.
Cool.
Okay, so
champagne lunch?
Yes.
Anyone? Now I've got to write loads. Okay. What meeting was that?
So I probably have to write a couple more forms. And
yeah, yeah. I've got a report to write as well.
I like my job.
Yeah, with the cleaning.
Yeah, and can you hold on? Agenda 3.
Mine is there in.
Yours is in project,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll get there eventually. I can't remember what that was called. Conceptual, conceptual.